In the northern Iraqi city of Mosul today, rival ethnic groups are meeting to elect an interim council. The meeting is seen as the first step toward rebuilding Iraq's local administration. Among the groups represented are Kurds, Christians, Arabs, and Muslims. Also represented is the Iraqi military and several government ministries. NPR's Guy Raz is in Mosul. What's expected to come out of this meeting?
Well, what's expected to come out of this meeting is an interim authority, an interim administration, if you will, that will be running the day-to-day affairs of Mosul, sort of like a city council. And this meeting here today, they will elect 24 people, people who were designated by various political parties and tribes. Those people will then form a council, the city council, and they will choose a leader for that council, a mayor. And the idea is that within a few days, possibly weeks, months maybe even, they can get the day-to-day municipal services back up and running. Things like water and fuel and power and security, frankly, because Mosul is still a city where there are incidents of gunfire and violence and crime. And I think that the idea is that after today, they will have a relatively functioning local government.
Well, it's also a region of strong ethnic tensions between Kurds and Arabs. Is an agreement on an interim administration going to be difficult?
I think it will be difficult, but the people who have organized this meeting here have really pushed all the different parties, all the different factions, to simply come together here and choose an interim administration that could get things going and moving. And then eventually that interim council will organize some kind of free elections in the city. But really, this is an experiment. It's the first time that it's being tried in Iraq since the fall of the regime. And nobody's quite sure if it will work. I mean, so far it seems pretty good. The different groups, the different parties are meeting in separate rooms, and they're trying to determine who will represent them in the city council. And then those councilors will go ahead and elect a leader for the city municipal authority, a mayor and a deputy mayor as well.
What role has the U.S. military played in the process?
This is really interesting because ORHA, the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Aid, which is the civilian office that's administering Iraq, really has had nothing to do with this process. This has been organized entirely by the 101st Airborne Division under the command of Major David Petraeus. Petraeus has a PhD in international relations from Princeton, and he has experience dealing with different ethnic groups and factions. He was in Bosnia for a while. And so it's quite interesting how he has come to Mosul. He's been here for several weeks, and he's met with different leaders from different factions and groups and tried to persuade them to come to this meeting. Now, I should add that there have been three delegates from an Islamic party that have left today's meetings. They say that they don't agree with the process and that they don't want to be part of it. But by and large, the other groups that are represented here, the nine main ethnic and political groups in Mosul and the area, have remained, and they say that they will cooperate with whatever interim authority comes out of today's meetings.
NPR's Guy Raz in Mosul, Iraq.